Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Hour number two, the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Tommy Wirtz, Packers all-time leading scorer, here with you for another hour. Some news in the break there. Titans firing head coach Brian Callahan.
Wow.
Yeah, just to update.
I see it now, yep. Mm-hmm. I can read too.
Thank you. 4-19 over two seasons. Not great. Not great by any means.
Hey, they tied with the Browns for the worst record. So, I mean, at least they're not like the worst. They have a friend there.
Hugh Jackson. Shout out to Hugh Jackson.
Is he going to be the interim?
No. Oh. But 4-19, if okay. You were trying, like, that would have been perfect.
That would have been nice.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette, and recently officiating a wedding as of yesterday, broke the streak at 199 straight games. Ryan, really 199 straight? You couldn't make it to 200.
Couldn't get to 258.
Ryan Woods.
I was as surprised as anyone when I did the math. I was like, how have I been around this long? That seems way too long. But yeah, it would have been number 200.
Man.
Good reason. An incredible, incredible wedding.
That's awesome.
Very happy for the happy couple. Beautiful ceremony. But I'm happy to be back, too. We'll start a new streak this week with Phoenix.
200 more upcoming here for Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Ryan, it feels like this was a lose-lose situation for Green Bay this week, where if you didn't cover the spread, it's because the sky is falling. And If you do cover the spread, it's like, good, you beat the Bengals. We're not impressed either way. What was your first reactions to Packers-Bengals yesterday?
It's weird, isn't it? Because on one hand, when you're a 14-point favorite, you are not expected to ever have it be a game. So when it's 10-0 on the scoreboard, it doesn't really matter that it was completely one-sided in the first half, right?
Yeah.
That just felt too close. On the other hand, the game was never actually close. Like it was.
Exactly.
They were up 24-10. The Bengals never had the ball with any chance to tie the game as the second half progressed. Well, it felt a lot like Cleveland, right? Right down to the halftime score. I mean, the Packers were up 10-0 at halftime in Cleveland. They had completely owned the game to that point. They should have been up by more. They didn't close. They lost the game. This time, same scenario. The offense does enough to just keep pushing that lead, right? I mean, there are concerning elements that came out of that game. But also, the game wasn't close. It was a 9-point win. It was never one possession with the Bengals having possession. Like they took care of it, and it's one of those, I think, that just kind of get lost in the shuffle of a season overall. You move on, you take the win, you get ready for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Ryan. I said that earlier as well, was just, you know, we had a caller on and some people are just saying like, man, like it just was closer than I want. I'm like, that game was never in question. Yes, like the score was close coming out of half because the Bengals, they had a good second half plan, but the Packers were in control the whole time. There was never a doubt that that game was going to get out of hand and something weird was going to happen. Like, they could do pretty much whatever they want. Josh Jacobs came out and had a great game, which you expect him to do against the Bengals defense that can't stop the run to save their lives. I thought Jordan Love had a phenomenal game. Phenomenal is a big word. He had a good game, minus like a couple like weird throws and kind of odd decisions, and he does that sometimes, right? It's like he's scrambling around, decides to try to force a ball in. I don't know what he saw receiver-wise, instead of just throwing it out of bounds and kicking a field goal, right? It's like, so it's some of those things that get cleaned up, and those are some of the things, like you said, where maybe there's some concerns coming out of the game for down the road of, if this happens against a really good team like the Eagles or when you play the Lions on Thanksgiving, like, are they going to be able to overcome some of these just kind of weird nuances that they kind of step into? What do you think to that?
I don't think there's any question. And I think what this season is going to be, and I'm not just talking this week against the Cardinals, I'm talking over the next 6 weeks to 2 months. What this season is going to be is whether or not this team that is loaded with talent, yeah, I mean, plenty of talent, both sides of the ball, can come together, gel, get better each week, and play its best ball by December. If that happens, watch out. This team is going to be geared for a Super Bowl run. If it doesn't, at that time, we can talk about what a colossal disappointment that would be, right? But we don't have that crystal ball. We don't know whether that's going to happen. In the meantime, yeah, win as many games as you can, because that's going to matter. In this conference especially, you want those games late in the season in the playoffs coming to Lambeau Field. So, long-term, get better, they need to beat those top teams. But in the meantime, just take the win, and that's what they did Sunday against the Bengals in a game that, no, was not actually that close. So that's what I'm curious about. Are they going to get better or not? We'll watch that week in and week out.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Ryan, how do they get better? Where do you point first to they need to get better? Because there was a couple of comments after the game with Matt LaFleur, you know, and what he had basically said was, we're going to do this by committee, right? And when you talk about the offensive weapons, it was great to see Josh Jacobs break out a little bit in this game, where he had a monster day of over 150 total yards through the air and the ground, all-purpose-wise. But it seems like this offense is running very vanilla until they get all of their pieces back right now. And it seems like they miss Christian Watson and Jaden Reed very much so. And that would make this team better once they get acclimated back.
Yeah, there's things to clean up on the offense, and we can get to that. But I want to make a point. The number one issue on this team right now is not special teams. And I'm not saying that special teams is fixed in any way. I understand that they put their starters on field goal to protect about time. I still got to see it over the long haul to make sure that that's actually fixed. That's number two. What's growing as the number one concern on this football team right now is the defense's inability to take away the football.
No.
That is shocking. And to be very clear, I mean, again, they hold an opponent under 20 points, and they've been doing that, with one exception in Dallas, all season. This Packers defense is very, very good. But you cannot be a great defense in this league if you do not take away the ball. Those are game-changing plays. Those are how you don't get off the field in the second half, because you're doing so much just to compensate for the fact that you're not taking away the football throughout the entire first half, week in and week out. You're exhausted by the end. Those those plays need to happen, and it's really astonishing that they haven't. They have two takeaways in five games. You would have said that in August. You would have said that after the Micah Parsons trade.
Yeah.
Nobody would have believed that was even remotely possible, but that's reality. So that to me is the number one thing. They have got to figure out a way to take away the football. Now, offensively, the running game had its best game, its best week of the entire season. I don't think it's a coincidence that they actually had a healthy offensive line. Josh Jacobs had his best game, puking up and down Lambeau Field. Didn't matter. He was between whistles, he was hurting. But during the game, he was Josh Jacobs. I think that was good to see. Jordan Love, the boneheaded pick, that's going to happen with any quarterback. Let's take a step back here. He has 9 touchdowns and 2 interceptions this season.
Oh, yeah.
He will not be perfect. He is still playing at a very, very high level, and I think they're only going to get better as one, Matthew Golden, who has now 3 straight weeks of at least a 30-yard catch. As he gets more and more on page with Jordan Love throughout this season, I think you see exponential growth there. Christian Watson coming back next couple weeks, that's going to help late in the season. Jaden Reed, once he gets his full assortment back, he's only going to be better, and he's already pretty good. Even with the boneheaded pick, he still had a 101 passer rating against the Bengals. These things are going to take time, but if those happen, that's how you see this team kind of go from here, which is good enough to be 3-1-1, to where they want to be, which is Super Bowl ready.
Mason, before you go, 2 turnovers, 2 takeaways. The only team worse in the NFL, the winless New York Jets with 1 takeaway on the season. Before you go with your question, go ahead, Mason.
That was the last game, right? They just said Jets finally got a turnover and they celebrated like it was like they maybe had won a game, but they obviously didn't because they're really bad.
Do block kicks not count as turnovers?
No.
No? Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, sorry. That was a dumb question. My bad, Mason. All right, go ahead.
They call them turnover on downs, I believe, or something like that. But, you don't actually get a turnover. But, Ryan, you hit it right on the head. And, I totally agree with you. And it's wild because we look at that game yesterday. And the Bengals getting that turnover is probably the only reason this isn't a blowout in the first half. Because I think if the Packers score on that drive, any points, like that thing's 21-17, nothing at halftime, and you just look at it as a completely different ball game. And then the Packers are just cruising, trying to put up 30 and running away with this thing. But that turnover changed everything. Even though the defense didn't allow a score, the Bengals didn't score off of that, it just changes the flow of it. So, yeah, I totally agree. If this defense can start, making their pressures into more sacks. Honestly, they're not even getting that many sacks at the moment. And turnovers, the sky's the limit because those, like that second half, Bengals came out with a good plan and they were moving the ball and our defense was on the field more. And it really, really kind of hindered what this Packers team was able to do. But I do want to shift focus a little bit from that game to watching the Cardinals this weekend, play a good game against the Colts. Like, what do you think of this Cardinals team, and especially going to Arizona? Do you think that they're going to be something to be reckoned with this week?
Well, you're seeing an opponent that's lost 4 straight games now in their home building. So you're seeing a desperate opponent in its comfortable confines. And we've seen that from the Packers face that already this season. In Cleveland, in Dallas, is history going to repeat or not? Like that's the question. Can you match their urgency? Because the Cardinals are going to be desperate to just win a football game, and they're going to have home field. So you like to see the Packers carry whatever momentum they got from this week, coming off by getting a win, and then show that can be transferable on the road for the first time, because we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think they need to get a road win, and this game is going to be really important, especially with the emotion that's going to follow going to Pittsburgh, going, facing Aaron Rodgers, all the media that's going to be around that. Everyone, you feel like the media, national media, has just been waiting. Like, it's like this boil up to like, all right, finally, it's that week. We can jump into all those storylines. What is this Arizona team? Where do you think they're going to give this Packers team the toughest kind of matchup? I mean, their defense in Arizona is pretty good. We're only on Monday here, but I'd love, since we only have you this morning, I just want to kind of get your initial thoughts on what this game is going to look like.
Yeah, first we'll have to see who the quarterback is, right? And I mean,
right.
I thought Jacoby Brissett played fine. Yeah. I mean, he had a bad pick against the Colts that really kind of swung momentum, but for a backup coming in, he put up 27 points on the road, so you can't overlook no matter what the situation is there. It's wild because the Cardinals, they start the season as, okay, maybe this is a playoff contending team. And when things go bad in this league, they go bad quick, right? 4 weeks later, after a solid start, it's just like, oh my goodness, is Jonathan Gannon going to survive the season? Like, that's where they are now. So to me, more than any one matchup, to return to this point, you are going into a game against a team that is in full-fledged desperation mode. They are fighting for their lives of this season. If they lose five straight, you can just call it. That's the final nail. Like, you know that. It might be too late already, but you can see them getting up for this game and like, okay, it ends here and we turn it around here. That is what the Packers are going to face on the road. Can they duplicate that urgency when you are 3-1-1? When if you do lose this week, you know the season's not over. Matt LaFleur's not getting fired. There's nothing that's drastically, emergently going to happen. But can you play like that anyway? That's what I want to see.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining the Mason Crosby Show here. Ryan, the Green Bay Packers are 3-1-1. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Detroit Lions last night. They are now 4-2 by the math. Green Bay is atop of the NFC North. I'll just ask you, are they the best team through six games in the NFC North right now? Do you truly believe that still, Ryan?
Yes, they beat the Lions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, head-to-head, you know, whoever wins when two teams are on the field is the best team. Now, the Lions will have an opportunity come Thanksgiving to prove that wrong, and we'll see if that happens or not. But at this point, I'm going to take the team that won. If the Lions had won week one at Lambeau Field, they'd be the best team. They're not, because the Packers won. So for me, especially this early in the season, it is that simple. That tie on their record is just really weird, isn't it?
It's so weird. Like, so weird, man.
It couldn't end up paying dividends at the end, though.
It could, but I think the worst – I think it's more bad than good because it nullifies tiebreakers. And if you're the Packers, with how the first 3 weeks went specifically, even week four, right, you want the tiebreakers because you have the head-to-head against the Commanders. You have right now the head-to-head against the Lions. We'll see if that stands in Thanksgiving. The one loss that you have is to an AFC team, which helps your conference record. If this was a tiebreaker situation, the Packers start to the season looks pretty good, but they're not going to matter at all. It's a tie. Yeah. They're not going to run into other teams that are tied. They'll either be above or below. The tiebreakers don't matter. So I think that's the disappointment. As weird as that extra number is at the end of the record, that's tiebreakers are they'd be in good shape, but they don't matter.
All right, Ryan, before we let you go, I got to ask you this question because I found it kind of interesting, the back and forth between kind of in the media with McManus and LaFleur last week. You know, McManus coming out of practice with a quad issue or like an injury. LaFleur said they are concerned, and then McManus was like, well, like how they view injuries might be different than how I do. What did you think of that back and forth? And then McManus seemingly – how he talked, like, oh, it wasn't a big deal, I'll probably play, and then being inactive and them having to bring in Haversick. Like, what did you think of all that from last week and how that unfolded?
I think Matt LaFleur was pretty blunt about it after the game, right? He said this was a long play. And why would the Packers make a long play? Because this team organizationally, not just at kicker, everywhere, is thinking about the totality of this season, where they want to go. They need Brandon McManus to get there because they know a couple years ago, right, San Francisco, kicking in the postseason matters. You got to have your guy long term. The same philosophy with Christian Watson, right? Why was there no chance that he was going to be as good as this ACL recovery's been, and it's passed with flying colors? Why was there no chance he's going to play week one? Because they're doing the long play, right? So that's what it's about. I'm sure Brandon McManus felt like he could have kicked against the Bengals, but if you're the Packers, you know that if this game comes down to a field goal at the end, my God, there are bigger problems than that. That's not going to happen. You have to, as much as teams say you don't overlook an opponent, you have to be realistic about the situation game in and game out. That was the situation. They made the long play with Brandon McManus.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter @ByRyanWood. Thank you so much for popping on. And I have no plans to get married, but I'll keep your number on speed dial if I need an officiant. All right.
Hey, I actually know what the heck I'm doing now, so yeah. I got you.
All right.
This was a learning process. They're like, "Hey, can you marry us?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. How? Like, what does that mean? Like, I have no idea. I don't know."
Did you have the license, the like ordained ministry license beforehand, or you got it for this?
I got it for this. filed with the Ohio Secretary of State office. You know, I'm fully ordained now. Yeah. I have some power in Ohio, I guess. I mean, nowhere nice. Else. The United States, I'm just nothing.
Yeah.
But in Ohio, I got...
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Have some power.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I'll see if there's any destination Cleveland weddings that I can hook you up with.
That's Ryan. Right.
Have
that's
a good rest of your day, Ryan. We'll talk again next week.
All right. I appreciate the side hustle.
Yeah.
We'll get on that.
Yes.
That's
there right. He is. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. On the other side, Mace, let's go over the weekend. Let's get you that Brewers NLCS roster in case you haven't already looked it up when we teased it like an hour ago at this point. But there is some changes, really one change just noted for the NLCS roster. It is the Mace and Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.